my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So really, what I hear from this text, it's talking about that living stuff of love. Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence and energy. Passion and prayer and intelligence and energy. And second, love your others as well as you love yourself. That's the living stuff of love. So let's talk about what some of this living stuff of love is. That was our text from Ruth. Ruth and Naomi, that's living stuff of love. I will go with you. Your God will be my God. I'm not going to leave your side just because you don't have a husband and you don't have sons for me to marry anymore. And in that day and age, you needed to have that husband or those sons to take care of you. But you know what? I'm not going to leave you. I am not going to leave you. That's that living stuff of love. And then there's all this living stuff of love using ourselves. How does that fit into today? Well, this week, after that horrible tragedy again in Pittsburgh, I began to think, and I was looking online, and I ran into this video. Now, I'm not going to play it. You can go find it yourself. But it is the San Diego Men's Gay Chorus singing a song that says, "Not in Our Town." And it's written by Fred Small. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this song because it moved me to tears. There are probably 200 gay men in San Diego singing this song called "Not in Our Town." And it is about a family who is Jewish in Montana. And Isaac was asleep in his room. And the first night he heard some noises and his parents said, "No, it's okay." And the next night, a rock was thrown through his window because he had a menorah on his window. And so the police were called, and the police officer was very good. And he said, "Well, maybe you ought to take it down. That way people won't throw, you know." And the mother said, "How will I teach my children if I take down the menorah?" And then Isaac's little sister classmate brought home a paper menorah. And Isaac's sister gave it to Isaac, and on the sign it said, "Isaac, you shouldn't have to do this. We love you." And then the whole town put up paper menorahs in their windows so that nobody could separate people out. That's the living stuff of love. Watch it. Find it. "Not in Our Town" by Fred Small. And the San Diego Men's Gay Chorus singing it. But there's other things right here that have to do with the living stuff of love. On Monday or Tuesday of this week, I was trying to figure out how to get my head around some things, and I had answered some really hard questions and done some really hard things with people and had gone to spend some time with Ruby, and I needed to have a walk. And I'm like, "Well, it's kind of a nice day. It's going to rain, but it's kind of a nice day. Should I go inside or outside?" "Oh, I don't feel like getting wet if it's not going to rain, so I'll go to the mall." Oh, it was Wednesday. So I went to the mall. You know what was at the mall on Wednesday morning? Think about what Wednesday was. It was Halloween. You know how many preschoolers in all kinds of costumes with their parents were wandering around the mall getting candy on Wednesday morning? I am so happy that I chose the mall instead of walking outside, to see the different colors and shapes and sizes and people in the mall collecting candy with the workers, some of them dressed in Halloween costumes and some of them dressed in their best work clothes, handing out candy and sitting down and watching that little two-year-old or even younger say thank you for that piece of candy. That's the living stuff of love. Or even you, when I got a letter and I sent out to the council about, you know, maybe sending letters to Tree of Life would be an important, immediately I got back a reply saying, I'm going to do this. It's really important. Should I drop it by the church or should I just send it? That's the living stuff of love. Think in your own lives. What is the living stuff of love? How are you loving the Lord your God with all your passion, with all your prayer, with all your intelligence, and with all your energy? And then loving others as you love yourself. I hope and pray that you continue to use and share this living stuff of love and be Grace United Church of Christ in this community, living the living stuff of love. Because when you do, God is so pleased. So when we come together in just a minute to gather around this table, this meal, think about that living stuff of love and how God offers God's love. Amen.